Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So listen, if you're a fan of banana pudding and you like just staring at pictures of banana pudding, I got you, boo. I got you. Go to our Instagram or Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and check out the banana pudding pics. Ooh.
Yummy.
Ooh. Just want to rub it on my body.
Banana pudding is a solid, solid dessert.
It's a solid win for sure. Mom makes her homemade from scratch banana pudding once a year. It comes out once a year for my dad's birthday, and it came out this weekend, and we devoured it. And then she had a fun little surprise for us. As we were getting ready to leave the house, she brought out another bowl that she made for the families.
Just for you.
To take home. So we had extra banana pudding, but while we were at the Nuggets game last night with our listeners, the kids ate most of it.
Aww.
And I got home, and there was only about two bites left.
Oh, they put away your pudding.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
They ate my pudding.
What?
They ate my pudding.
The kids ate my pudding.
I'd be so mad.
You.
Now they're totally grounded for 2 weeks.
They left you like one nil wafer left.
I know.
So there
banana.
I was, standing in the kitchen last night about 9 o'clock eating banana pudding before I went to bed.
That's all right.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, you had to make sure you got yours.
I got my finger around that bowl, though.
Yeah.
I went squeegee on it with my finger. Squeegee.
Didn't you say your mom does the homemade whipped cream as well? Like, everything is homemade.
The only thing
so,
she doesn't make is the Nilla wafers.
Yummy.
They get in there, you know, and they get all soft, you know.
Yes.
So good.
It's the best banana pudding. So anyway, if you're into banana pudding picks,
yummy.
That's your fetish. We got you covered today. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram and Facebook. Now, Josh, you were hanging out with the Cowboys and Cowgirls this weekend.
Yeah, I
got to play National Western Stock Show.
There you go. I got to play Cowboy over the weekend on Friday, and it was a blast. I had not been to the Stock Show in, I mean, it's got to have been over 20 years. I used to go all the time as a kid. My family would get together. We'd have a huge little family event and go, all of us, and then I just didn't end up going. And, you know, you get there and we walked all over the grounds, first of all. We got to go see all the cattle and the lambs and the goats and whatever they have there. And then we walked around to where they have, like, it's just like a massive trade show. You can buy things. You can buy hats. I could have bought a John Deere if I wanted to.
Oh, hey.
I sat in a tractor over there.
You're in the market.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And just to see how many people show up and the people watching there is so much fun. I love it because everybody's a cowboy or a cowgirl.
Well,
it makes
yeah,
me so happy.
Well, you can say, I like your hat.
Yes.
Like the hat watching at the stock show is my favorite part.
I loved it. And then now, obviously, because I haven't been in so long, all the bars and the drinks and stuff that you can try, it was so much fun to be able to experience that side. And then they had a huge art show of a bunch of like paintings of John Wayne and the, you know, the Final Frontier and all these things of exploring America, which was really cool. And a lot of those paintings actually came from like the 1800s. So to see that they still have those preserved was really cool. And then also you finally get to the actual rodeo time. They open up with bareback bronco riding, which I got whiplash in my neck just watching those guys do
that.
Yeah, those are men.
Absurd. I can't imagine. Like, I'd be so dizzy getting off that bronco. I can't even imagine it. And then also they move on. The Westerners are so great. Everything they do, it was like a dark show this time. So they were all lit up and they look like the outline of people, but it was completely dark in there and they do all their tricks and they're synchronized horse riding and it looked really cool and I loved that. And then obviously mutton busting. Like, come on, mutton busting.
The best part.
The cutest thing in the entire world. And they tell, you know, as they're going, I forget that they tell where the kids are from and everything and the people cheer from the different cities that they come from. And those kids hold on to the lamb for like 4 seconds.
I know,
maybe
but it's
four
adorable.
Seconds.
Like,
it's so cute.
It's
and then
so
they all
cute.
Get the trophies that are still bigger than them, which makes me so happy. I love that so much. And then the end of the night. I mean, you have to stay for the whole thing. The end of the night, the bull riding. I cannot imagine. Like, there are still guys that are out there without the helmets on. They just wear the cowboy hat for bull riding. It's insane to me how they, like, that's something I could never do in my life. It's
no.
The cool, you have a brag at everything else you do. Oh, you fly planes? That's cool. I ride bulls. You, professional sports player? Like, Bruce Brown was there. I don't care if you're an NBA player. They ride bulls for a living. Like, that
it's
is what
different.
They do. Only one person that night, the night that I went, made it the 8 seconds. Like, that was one person that actually qualified for the next round. All the others had to be disqualified because they didn't make it the 8 seconds.
Well,
and to me, that's insane. Like,
yeah. Well, anyone who's ever been to the Grizzly Rose and tried their hand at that stationary bowl
right.
knows that it's
yeah.
no joke. Like,
it's usually about
talent.
8 shots deep,
exactly.
though, by the time you get on that bowl.
Exactly.
That's also true.
I did that at the Peach Festival once. And
yeah, and it was just funny. It was such a fun event. Like I said, I haven't been in so long. The one thing that I forgot was how you feel like you're an asthmatic throughout the entire night. There is so much dust that you breathe in. And we had really good seats. We were actually pretty low. Shout out to Cassidy who gave us those tickets. But it was, I mean, it was so much fun. And then I felt like I had to drink, you know, 4 gallons of water afterwards to get the dust in my throat down.
Jeez.
It was such a blast, though. I had so much fun pretending to be a cowboy.
I heard the stock show's so fun this year. So,
it's so cool.
Yeah, I need to make my way out there.
You both should too.
Yeah, you know, I've gone multiple times. I don't know if we're going to make it out this year. But yeah, definitely, always a great time. Did your girlfriend enjoy it? Did she get all dressed up like a cowgirl?
She did. And there's a very famous bar, and I can't remember the name, Jerry. I think you and I talked about it, but there's a bar that's been there for forever, and it stays open after the stock show till like 2 a.m. And it's like live music and dancing the whole night. So I felt like I was at a saloon, and it was just so much fun to experience that as like someone over 21 instead of my little 8-year-old self and stuff like that. So
no, you guys look great. The picture was super cute.
Thank
of you. Too,
you
so.
Had to dress up.
Yeah, it looked like Halloween.
Yeah,
it totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the one time I pretend to be a cowboy.
She got really drunk, didn't she?
No.
No.
We're not supposed to bring that up.
That was the next night. No, we can bring it up. That was the next night.
No, she was good. She was good. Get that dust out.
I just remember Josh saying something about how his girlfriend
she was
got
good
wasted.
At the, she was good at the rodeo. The next night, she had fun, and we had a party bus.
Hey,
she doesn't remember the party bus. I do.
Oh, party bus shenanigans.
Was she still dressed like a cowgirl on the party bus?
No, she changed.
Was she making everybody smell their belly button?
Jeremy?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. We're not allowed to bring that up. Never mind. Jeez. I'm glad you had a great time at the stock show.
It was a blast. We had so much fun.
Yeehaw!